From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Gaddafi's hometown being grabbed back from Islamic State. Libya's UN-negotiated unity government is claiming an offensive that's close to driving Islamic State militants from the coastal city of Sirte is evidence it is making progress at last in establishing its credibility. The offensive, which has made rapid advances in the past 3 days, is boosting hopes the struggling government of national accord may be able to build up a new Libyan army on the back of the success and encourage militias loyal to a rival government in the east of the country to defect. Authorities in Bangladesh say they have arrested 37 suspected jihadists as part of a nationwide crackdown following a series of deadly attacks on minorities and secular activists. Meantime, hundreds of Hindus, Buddhists, and Christians formed a human chain on the streets of the capital, Dhaka, to protest against the recent murders of people of their faiths by alleged Islamist militants.
Amra suspasto bhashay Bangladesh sarkarer prashashoner kache dabi rakhi.
Deepak Kirizi, leader of the Bangladesh Christian Association, told the demonstrators that they demand the government seek justice for all the murders. The protests followed the stabbing to death of a Hindu monastery worker. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the killing. Violent clashes between rival football fans broke out in two separate French cities Saturday, marring the international tournament and rehashing questions about security at the event. More than 35 people were injured in Marseille after hundreds of British and Russian soccer fans threw beer bottles and chairs at each other. And police struggled to control several violent brawls that broke out in the streets in the area. This is VOA News.